Now, Dr. Cuba is not your run-of-the-mill health professional. He's the current medical director of radiation oncology at the John B. Amos Cancer Center in Columbus, Georgia. He's a fellow of the American College of Radiation Oncology. I mean, he's literally one of the top docs in his field in one of the most growing and most important fields. You know, we're talking about cancer radiation therapy. So, really pleased to have Dr. Doug Cuba on the line here this evening. He's got a busy life, a busy practice, a wife and four kids, and lots of stuff going on in his life. And he's helped us throughout this program, and importantly, on the line here this evening. And so, before we get into the how-tos, I wanted Dr. Cuba just to share a little bit of his perspective as to what's going on in the world of nutrition for health professionals, and why, as a cancer doctor, why he feels that promoting Purium products and whole food products are so important. So, Dr. Cuba, thanks so much for being on the line, and call's all yours.
Thank you,
Dr.
David.
Can
you hear me fine?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Excellent. Well, thank you for having me back. And the first question we always need to ask is, do our patients even take supplements? And the answer is, of course, definitely. We already know that over 50% of our adult patients are already taking supplements. And for me in the cancer business or cancer survivors, that number is more in the 65 to 80% range. So, okay, we know they're taking the supplements, but then we have to ask as healthcare professionals, is there really any benefit? Is there any benefit from a quality supplement that these folks are taking? So for me, after reviewing a whole lot of research over the years and speaking with literally the experts that are in the field, my personal conclusion is definitely, there's no doubt. You can go to the World Cancer Research Fund, you can go to American Cancer Society website, you can go to the NCI, the National Cancer Institute, and they're all going to show the same thing, and that's an estimated one out of three patients, maybe as many as half of our cancer patients, they're preventable. They don't even have to have cancer in the first place. But they're only preventable if they're going to be taking a nutrient-dense diet and doing their exercise. And that doesn't even count all the tobacco-related cancers that really don't have to happen. So these preventable cancers from a nutrition standpoint, that includes up to 38% of breast cancer patients. And we all have friends and family and relatives that have been affected by breast cancer. This is up to 45% of colorectal cancers and up to 70% of endometrial cancers that are just totally preventable if we did what we know we're supposed to be doing. And it's not only just preventing them, but for our cancer patients that do get them, they do get the cancer, unfortunately, you take breast cancer again. And those that will, the patients that will eat a good plant-based diet and do the exercise we ask them, and if they just don't gain weight, which they're not going to gain weight if they're taking these good supplements and eating a good diet, they have a 20 to 40% decreased risk of cancer recurrence, and that's just huge. I mean, they'll take chemotherapy and radiation, but if they'll do these things themselves, they'll have a much, much lower risk of cancer recurrence. And this is exactly where Purium's going with their premium products. The Purium products, these are the vegetables, these are the fruits that we're trying to get our patients to eat. These are products like the Love Super Meal, the Power 10, our Scoop of Greens, and these are all the things that we're going to need to help our patients decrease their cravings for the sugars and for the fast foods that are just so detrimental to them. And then the Purium products, they're going to help increase their energy level. So we're telling our patients to exercise and get out there and exercise, but they're coming back from a busy day. They're exhausted. They have no energy. But when you start these good quality supplements like Purium, then their energy level goes up. Then they can go out and get the exercise, which we know is so beneficial. So, okay, we know they're taking the supplements. In my opinion, I'm convinced that they're beneficial. But then we still have that potential moral, ethical line that we've always been taught since medical school or other health professional schools. Do we cross that line? Is somehow recommending supplements crossing that ethical or moral line? And again, I've had to make a personal decision. And for me personally, I feel very, very comfortable with all the research I've done over the last several years. And it all points to the same thing. These are beneficial. And I truly believe that these nutrient-dense green foods, these antioxidants, these anti-inflammatories, they're beneficial to my patients. So for me, it would be unethical not to recommend or pass on my knowledge to them and say, hey, here's what I know. This is what I've discovered. This is what the research shows. And here's a good quality product, and point them in the right direction. So, okay, we know that the supplements can be beneficial, and that brings us to the final question of why Purium? There's hundreds and thousands of other supplement companies out there, so why do we pick Purium? And again, when I've been doing all my research, they're all suggesting the exact same thing. It's these nutrient-dense products, the exact same thing that Purium has been talking about and producing for all these years is what everybody else is starting to recommend now. And to me personally, David Sandoval, he's a genius when it comes to the whole food supplements. And to me, I equate him, I put him the equivalent of Steve Jobs was to Apple years ago. You just go back and look at Dave's old videos or his writings, what he's talked about for many, many years. And now the quote mainstream is coming around to echo and confirm what he's already been talking about. And then there's Dr. Wolfield. Of course, Dr. Wolfield's always available to answer questions. He's always responded very quickly for me to phone calls or to emails. And he's the naturopathic doctor that's paid for by Purium. He's on their staff. And he's there to assure that all the Purium customers are going to get the proper supplements and not something that they don't need. And everybody else I've come in contact with, Amy's been great, and of course, David, you've been wonderful over these months that I've gotten to know you, always responding to help me and help others that have any questions for you. And as important as all this is, and all the things we've talked about, it still comes down to the bottom line. The final question is, are really the Purium products, are they really the best that I can get? If I can go buy a product, a supplement, is Purium the best I can do? And for me, the answer is definitely yes. So for the other healthcare professionals that are listening or that you talk to, any of the nurses that are out there, the chiropractors, the PAs, the nurse practitioners, the PTs, everybody else that I haven't mentioned that David already mentioned earlier, I just want you to do one thing. I just try to convince you, go out there and do the research. Y'all are all very bright, very smart folks, have a good knowledge of what's important to the health of your patients. Do a little bit of research, put in a little bit of effort, and I have no doubt that y'all are going to become amazed and convinced that a proper diet and good supplements, quality supplements, like Purium, that's just going to be the cornerstone to the good health going forward.
Well,
and David, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Yeah, Dr. Cuba, thanks so much for so eloquently providing the health professional's perspective and, need to share with everybody as compelling and convincing as you are an unpaid spokesperson, somebody who really wants to help folks, who sees the tail end of poor nutrition, in that cancer hospital. And so, I can hear your passion and feel your commitment to green foods and whole foods and nutrient-dense foods and Purium and all those things. And, really appreciate all the kind words you had about Dave and the business. Your perspective is so valuable to everyone listening because it plugs right into, what I think is the biggest barrier to this whole thing, which is what you said. There's this perception that it's unethical to offer and share the concept of nutrition with patients, and as you said, it's actually unethical. It's an ethical challenge not to, because the research shows that eating green foods like what Purium offers is positive, and there's so many different positive outcomes no matter what the specialty. So thanks so much for leading off the call and for giving people the confidence and the credibility that these products have been researched and researched well. So thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.